It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you. You, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 234-343-1065. That's 234-343-1065. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Toonforce.
Good day, and welcome to a Taco Tuesday. It is the 26th of March. This is Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower. We're going to get to our guest, Police Chief Rusty Cooper, with the Police Department in Kingman, Arizona, here in just a moment. A couple things to tell you about. Again, the Legacy Foundation is accepting applications for kind of like inspiring educators, outstanding educators. You go to their website. It's a special website, tristateconnection.com, and apply. You have till the 29th. So you got a couple more days. And it's a $2,500 grant, a $1,500, and $36,500. So if you know a teacher, tell them to apply or apply for them. Just tell them good things about the teacher. All right. The Historical Society is still looking for a refrigerator for their add-on here at the museum in Bullhead City. If you're interested and you can help out, please call Carol Finkelstein at 928-219-2582. And Thursday, there is a Kingman Morning Mixer with the Chamber at Arizona Equipment Repair. And that'll happen at 7:30 in the morning till 8:30. It's a quickie, about an hour. Any questions, call the Kingman Chamber, 928-753-6253. And this Thursday, I heard the president, well, I guess he's the dean of the Bullhead City MCC campus, in our Kiwanis Club this morning. He's a member. And he spoke about this Thursday. It's the Bighorn Trek. And it's kind of showcasing the higher education. You want to step up and get an AA or maybe just take a few classes, you know. Advance your education. Become a smarter adult. You can go to the Bighorn Trek on Thursday from 9 o'clock until 2 at the campus in Bullhead City. Any questions? Call the campus, 928-758-3926. And now, let's switch the tunes to a little 70s and welcome our chief of police, Rusty Cooper, who, you know, you can plan your day. I know at the fire department, I could leave at 5 o'clock and then I go, okay, when I get in the morning, I want to do this, 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 and this, and lay it out on my desk and never get to it because, you know, we'd bust a fire, or we'd have a crash or meetings. And Rusty Cooper had all intentions of being sitting right across from me, but he's stuck in downtown Kingman. How are you, Chief?
Doing good, Larry. Appreciate it. Apologize for not being there in person, but I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you and your audience.
Well, I appreciate that, Chief. Why don't you start by giving us a little bit of background at Rusty Cooper?
Sure. Well, for those that don't know who I am, my name is Rusty Cooper. I've been the police chief with the Kingman Police Department now for 4 years, and it's been pretty fast. Previously, Robert DeVries was our police chief, and he retired in 2020. And so I've been with the police department for a little over 32 years now. My whole career has been with the Kingman Police Department, and it's been wonderful.
Yeah. Wow. And so then you worked your way through sergeant and lieutenant, and captain, and assistant chief?
I did, yeah. I've covered just about every aspect of our agency. You know, I worked in uniform patrol. I became a police sergeant in uniform patrol. Then I transferred to our detective bureau and supervised the detective bureau for a little over 10 years. And then the next promotion for me was a lieutenant. I was a patrol lieutenant. And then became a captain, and then became a deputy chief, and then ultimately had the opportunity to be selected as the chief and oversaw just about every aspect of it. We have narcotic task force investigations. We have school resource officers. We have traffic unit. We had a canine unit for a little while. We don't have that anymore.
Are you looking to add to the canine, or would you do that again?
No, we are not currently.
Okay.
We ran that canine unit for maybe 10 years, and it went well. But then it just stopped making sense for how useful it was for us. It wasn't beneficial to us operationally. The community loved it, but it became, I'll just be honest, it became very expensive.
Right.
And we weren't getting the benefit of using the dogs that I would have expected. So as our last dog retired, I discontinued the program.
And of course, you have the Miami County Sheriff has canine. So, I mean, if you needed one, you have access to them, correct?
Correct. And Arizona Highway Patrol,
right.
Department of Public Safety also has one as well. So,
good.
That is an option.
Okay. So, let's talk about hiring, because I think everybody in America knows pretty much today that law enforcement across the country is having a hard time filling positions. But when you talk about some of the, you know, I think the public watches TV and watches the Law and Order shows and whatnot, and they think, oh, you have cops on the street and you have detectives. But it goes a lot further than that. You have other opportunities.
We do. And the allure of becoming a police officer has changed for assorted reasons over the years. I was one that was brought up on those cop shows, and I had a reverence for what the industry did, you know, what the profession required. And I knew it was dramatized in all the shows, and I still enjoy those shows. but I had an appreciation, and it's something I always wanted to do. And that has changed for lots of reasons, things going on across the nation. But the things that we do offer as far as career is, it's something that you can retire at 25 years. That's important.
Right.
It's a steady job for sure. But in the course of your career, you know, everybody starts with a patrol officer. You don't come into this career as a detective.
Right.
And sometimes young people might think that that's the case, that I want to be a detective, I want to be a SWAT member, those are things you work to that do become options for you.
And they take a lot of experience to get to that level.
Absolutely. You don't want to be stepping into an investigative detective position until you have experience. You have to understand how to interact with people and how to develop your critical thinking skills and your investigative abilities and interviewing and interrogating people and the importance of crime scene processing and evidence, chain of custody. There's lots of things that are very technical that we can teach you, but then it requires time for you to just to hone those skills. So you would start as a police officer. That's every agency in the state of Arizona. You start as a police officer, and then you take advantage of what opportunities are made available. You know, you prove yourself and develop your skill set. So when you do test for a position as a detective or a canine handler or a SWAT team or a school resource officer or a traffic officer, you have to show yourself approved.
And, right.
And it's very competitive, but there is a lot of opportunities. It's a wonderful job.
Well, and each one of those positions that you talked about, the detective, the SRO, you know, the school resource officer, a traffic officer, they are highly experienced in what they're doing. The school resource officer is dealing with students on a campus all the time and the parents also, and sometimes both at the same time, or sometimes you're the referee between the two. So, I mean, you do need some experience of patrol, working with the public, working with the bad guys, arresting bad guys, understanding bad guys, to move into those positions.
For sure. You have to understand what it is to provide police services to a community and what that means. It's more than just finding the bad guy and putting the bad guy in jail.
Do you
at a basic level, that's important. That's part of it, but it's so much more than that. We are community officers. We are social workers to a certain degree. We help facilitate people's mental health issues, things that we're addressed with on a daily basis. So as a police officer, you have to develop those basic skill sets, which covers a wide range. And then you can specialize it as you go into school, resource especially. That's a very unique environment because you're dealing with the academic environment, but yet you're still providing police services and enforcement, and you're working with students and parents, and that's a very unique, and it takes a special person to be able to operate in that effectively.
Yeah, because sometimes you get students telling you stuff that they're trusting you with, and you have to make the decision, do you respond on this or do you hold off? Like maybe the student said, you know, can you not do something about this till Friday or whatever, you know? And
absolutely.
Yeah, that's a tough call sometimes.
There is, and there is a time where it may not directly become a criminal matter that requires police enforcement. It may be a time where, you know what, this can be handled at the school level through their resources. This could be handled through a different social service avenue. We can contact the parents because students, young people, they're working through, right? Some
right.
are coming from places of abuse. Some are coming where they've made mistakes. Some are, and we aren't there to be a hammer because that's not a good thing.
Right.
You know, there are times where it's clearly criminal. You know, if it's violence,
sure.
drug related, there has to be a police involvement. At least that's my attitude.
Right.
But that school resource officer has to be able to be flexible and
sure.
work in those gray areas.
Well, and unfortunately today, and I think not just in Kingman or Bullhead or Havasu, but in every city across our nation, we have students that go to school every day that kind of hide their home. They've got a mom or a dad that's got an addiction, you know, or they see something in their home that goes on that they don't want to talk about. And that 6 or 7 hours there at school is kind of a facade because they don't want to talk about their home. They don't want to talk about what goes on there because they know it's illegal and they don't want to see mom or dad go to jail.
Right, and that family dynamic has changed. It's sad. There has been a deterioration over my career that I've seen as far as the home unit and how it's conducted. And there are consequences for that. And it does manifest itself in the schools.
Right.
Where the student's behavior, and that's an added challenge of the school resource officer. He's more than just being somebody in a uniform providing a sense of calm and peace and safety. They are expected to actually be involved and interact with the students and the faculty.
Sure.
And be able to address those issues. Again, it's not always a criminal matter. Oftentimes it's not a criminal matter, but since we're involved, we want to do what's in the best interest of the student
Perfect.
Or their future and recovery and restoration. And we also know we're recruiting. I will say that, too. That's an interesting dynamic. I've put more focus on that with my school resource officers. We're also recruiting for future officers.
Right.
So keep that in mind, you know, that we're a positive influence, and there's some of these students are going to be police officers in the future, and it's not that far away. As soon as they graduate high school, we're hoping to have programs that they can get involved in until they become 21.
Right.
And I would like to be able to hire. We've done that a few times over the course of my career, and these have been very successful people.
Because a 20-year-old that's interested in law enforcement, or 19 even, maybe could be an assistant to a detective, you know, or something.
Sure.
Where
every agency's got something a little different. Yeah, we
right.
currently are putting together a police aide position where if you're 18, you can become employed with the city of Kingman. And the idea, it's a part-time job, but you could attend community college and then still have a part-time job with the city. And during that time, it's my hope that we would develop you and, you know, you move on, you become 21, that you have an interest in law enforcement.
Right.
You would then become more marketable, hopefully with us, but you
yeah.
at another agency as well.
Yeah, stay where you're born.
every city in this county has different opportunities for that as well.
Right. Do you run an Explorer program in the high schools at all?
We do. We currently started with pandemic. I don't know if you know, but there was a pandemic some years ago.
Oh, I heard
it
that,
went,
yeah.
Yeah, it was. So it went dark for that period, and we are revamping ours. And it's not necessarily in the high schools, but it's available to junior high and high school students.
Oh, perfect.
And we're kicking that off again because it'll help keep those students involved and on the right track.
Do you use volunteers currently in Kingman?
We do. We have a volunteer program. We call them the VIPs. And they help us with different administrative functions that they're able to do. They help us being a little more present in the community. They don't take enforcement action, but they do help us with community events and parades, traffic control. They help us with our evidence runs. They do some administrative functions through the week that otherwise another staff member would have to do. And we have a we have about 10 of them. We have room to have 15, and they are definitely a force multiplier for us. They help us with a lot, and they are part of our team. When we hire them, they go through the same vetting and background process that our officers do. So when we bring them on, I'll say hire them.
Yeah.
But they're volunteers. They are part of the team. So they come in and out of the building just like any of the rest of us do.
All right, Chief. Let us take our first break. 20 past. If you've got a question, you have to text me, 928-201-3313, and I'll be sure and ask the Chief your question. Stick around.
I guess you wonder where I've been. I search to find...
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club has a stunning 18-hole golf course wrapped around lakes, natural desert landscaping, with awesome mountain views on every hole. Golf club amenities include clubhouse, pro shop, spa, and a restaurant overlooking the greens. The course is in tip-top shape after reseeding. Enjoy Arizona's number 2 rated golf course, minutes from the Laughlin Casinos off the Bullhead Parkway. Book your tee time starting at 7 a.m. at laughlinranch.com.
Are you still looking for fast, reliable internet? Look no further. There are nearly 23,000 members in Mojave Electric Service Area who now have access to 100% fiber-to-the-home internet from TWN Communications. Signing up is easy, and there are no installation fees. Visit twncom.com/Mojave. That's twncomm.com/MOHAVE, or call 888-227-2095 to check availability in your neighborhood.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center, located at 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City, assists patients with interfacility rehabilitation. Their skilled physical therapists will take the time to work with patients to get them back on their feet and headed home. This can also include occupational and speech therapy. For more information, call the Legacy Rehab and Care Center at 928-763-1404. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
Join us at the London Bridge Renaissance Fair and Joust from April 5th to 7th at Sarah Park Rodeo Grounds, sponsored by Anderson Toyota. Experience the thrill of the joust, lively entertainment, music, delicious food, and artisan vendors. Don't miss the Black Donnellys on Friday night and the TikTok sensation Joxie Whipper all weekend long. Daily tickets are just $15 for adults, $5 for kids, and free for children under 5. Or get your weekend pass for only $20. Visit LondonBridgeRenFair.com. So join us at the London Bridge Renaissance Fair April 5th through 7th. Huzzah!
Bill O'Reilly here, and I want to introduce our No Spin News sponsor on KNTR Talk. Money in Your Pocket is in the name, and they put money into your pocket. Makes sense. Serving the Lake Havasu area, simply walk in for a free appraisal of your gold, silver, coins, collectibles. MoneyInYourPocket.com. It's money in your pocket.
No Spin News, weeknights after Mark Levin.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower in Bullhead City, brought to you by Laughlin Ranch. Hey, their fitness center is back open. All new equipment. You can sign up today. And as little as $10 a day or $50 for the month. Depends on how often you want to go. They're open 7 days a week. You know, spin bike class. They got cardio exercises, weight training, steam room. Just, it's so cool. Just go to LaughlinRanch.com and book your time. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. Do you need emergency care? Well, when you do, you want it quickly. And that's, you know, if it's something serious like a heart attack or a stroke, every minute matters. So you have to pick a hospital that's equipped to evaluate and treat serious illnesses and injuries. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is here 24/7, and they can do just that. Learn more at westernarizonaer.com. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, designed to help the patient, with a skilled nursing facility that's almost like a home-type setting. Including personal care, hygiene assistance, laundry service, housekeeping. You don't even have to dust. A beauty shop, a barber shop, secured outdoor patios, plus life enrichment activities and outings. Stop by and see for yourself. Legacy Rehab and Care Centers at 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. I do want to mention, coming up at the top of the hour, 5 minutes after the news, Speak Up from Lake Havasu City with Paul Lavoie. And he's going to have the mayor of Lake Havasu, Cal Sheehy, in the studio. And he's bringing with him the vice mayor, Carmen Moses. Both of them will be in there. So tune into that. If you want to know what's going on in Havasu, check it all out. Coming up in about 37 minutes. Right now, we're back on the phone with the Kingman Chief of Police, Rusty Cooper. And Chief, we talked about volunteers and helping out and everything. When you think about your patrol staff on a daily basis and in your alone time or when you're sitting down with your command staff, what are the major concerns you have for those patrol officers?
Yeah, I appreciate that question a lot, Larry, because there's a couple things that I say keep me awake. And you say my alone time because it is things that I'm constantly aware of. And for us, as we're addressing our staffing deficiencies, and that's been a constant theme for us for the last 5-6 years, is increasing our vacancies and trying to fill those vacancies, which we're making headway. We're gaining ground and we're in a good place now. So I'm looking forward to the next year or so. But the thing that concerns me the most as we're covering shift and officers are handling things, that our calls for service, for us anyway, in Kingman, have been pretty flat, meaning status, steady. But what's concerning for me is within those calls for service, the propensity for violence has increased. I think all of us in the community were aware there's been more officer-involved shootings lately than there was some years back, and that's always a concern for me, one, for the safety of my officers, for the safety of the community, and that the propensity for violence, the potential for violence has increased. And it's something that I can't measure. It's just an anecdotal opinion, but I believe it to be true, that people are more likely to not comply or cooperate than ever before.
Right.
And then the act for someone to resist an officer's direction or resist them physically to be arrested has increased. And when that happens, the increase of injury increases, and the increased escalated violence has increased. And that's what keeps me awake, because I don't want my officers to be hurt or injured. But that's something that's significant. That's a change in our, I don't know if it's the society change, but I know other agencies are feeling the same thing or seeing the same thing.
And that was going to be my next question. When you sit down statewide with other chiefs or other sheriffs and the DPS structure, you know, the director or his command staff, when you sit in these statewide meetings and county meetings with other chiefs and the sheriff and whatnot, are you hearing the same thing uttered by them? That, because I get the Bullhead City Police reports daily, and just over the weekend, the last 2 days, they've had arrests of somebody who resisted arrest. You know, and it doesn't go into detail. It just tells you what took place. But you know, when I read those and then you bring that up as a topic, I think to myself, maybe this is something that everybody in the command of a law enforcement agency is concerned about.
I would say it is common. Everybody's situations are a little unique to their community, but overall, I do believe it's a common concern. I do hear it amongst the other chiefs, and I do attend these state meetings and the regional meetings monthly, and there is that discussion, and everybody's facing the same thing, and everybody has the same concerns, and every chief and their command staff are making adjustments to training as well to meet those needs, because it all comes down to officer safety.
Right.
Our officers are the backbone of what we do. They're the ones that people see. They're the ones dealing with this day to day, and we want them to be equipped, want them to be well emotionally, physically. And so we've adjusted our, in Kingman, we've adjusted our training to meet those needs. But there are those things in the community that we're seeing it on the news every day, right, Larry?
Right.
And in the valley, there's stuff that's going on, and the police department is the one that has to deal with how that is manifested in a community.
Right. When you talk about training, do you have a normal training schedule for your team?
We do. We do have an annual training schedule, and we put out a calendar. And there's the basic things that we have to train on every year, such as our firearms qualification, defensive tactics. And then we will tweak it to the needs that I feel or my training team feels that we need to focus on to make our officers better.
All right. Half past the hour. Let's take another break. Couple more things to mention to you. There is a Bullhead Chamber Egg Palooza at the Mojave Valley Community Park on Saturday from 3 o'clock till 7.
People are saying new year, new me. Let ProFit Kitchen help you. Healthy, fresh, and delicious food. 4 different salads, 12 wraps, 10 healthy burgers, 4 delicious bowls, and more for $24. Plus, fresh pressed juices, smoothies, and protein shakes. Dine-in, catering, or to-go. ProFit Kitchen. Eric's Meal Prep Solutions are the best way to stay the course. Healthy, fresh, delicious. See the complete menu and place your order at ProFit Kitchen. KITCHIN.com.
Interest rates. The fight continues. Hello, Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. It's no secret that interest rates have been savage lately, but rest assured that Mojave Mortgage is here to help you combat the high interest rates of the retail lenders with wholesale pricing and best-in-class customer service. Visit us at MojaveMortgages.com, where we invite you to be savage, not average.
Hi, my name is Tony Savage, and I approve this message.
Mojave Mortgage, MLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 1001852.
Life never stops. Neither should your internet. Whether you're streaming, gaming, or working from home, stay connected with high-speed fiber broadband from TWN Communications and Mojave Electric Cooperative. Visit TWNCOMM.com/Mojave. That's TWNCOMM.com/Mojave. Or call 888-227-2095 and pre-register today. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply.
Independent and locally owned Health Mart pharmacies, like the Apothecary Shop in Lake Havasu City, provide a full-service pharmacy including curbside service and no long drive-through lines. Tony Liska of the Apothecary Shop has a personal commitment to his community. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned and hometown proud. The Apothecary Shop, 1840 Mesquite in the Medical Arts Complex, across the hospital in Lake Havasu City. Visit liskasapothecary.com. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
The MCC Bighorn Booster Club is currently soliciting local businesses and individuals to invest in our local youth of the tri-state. The Lake Havasu City Bighorn Golf Tournament is set for April 12th and 13th at Iron Wolf Golf Club. We're currently soliciting tee sponsors and corner kick sponsors for the tournament. 100% of your donation goes to bringing collegiate sports programs to the tri-state. For more information on how you can purchase a tee sponsorship or corner kick sponsorship, contact Gary Reynolds at 928-716-8182. The MCC Booster Club is a 501(c) entity.
Hey, are you ready for the biggest Easter egg hunt? It is Sunday. It's Easter Sunday, and it's put on by the Colorado River Noon Kiwanis Club at Davis Camp at high noon. Right, and it's 100% free, so plan on being there. If you have any questions, you call Marilyn, 928-201-8395. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by 66 Auto Sales. Speaking of Kingman, they're right downtown Kingman, right on Route 66. Been there for almost 50 years selling pre-owned vehicles. Right. See the lot. Two doors, four doors, vans, trucks, SUVs, four-wheel drives, economy cars, luxury cars. What do you need? What are you thinking? What are you looking for? They got it. Or they'll find it for you. You want a four-year-old pickup truck? They'll go get it for you. Yeah. You want a three-year-old van? They'll find it. Yeah. 66 Auto Sales, they still have the motto, people come first. Yeah, that's you, the car buyer. Yeah, they want to take good care of you. See the entire selection if you want to before you go to the lot. Go to 66auto.com. Mojave Electric Cooperative and the Arizona Electric Power Cooperative. Want your help with understanding the proposed Mojave Energy Park. The generation and transmission of reliable energy is affordable electricity. It takes time to plan. Okay, so learn the up-to-date details. They update this website all the time. The Arizona Electric Power Cooperative has created a website just for this project, MojaveEnergyPark.com. And if you don't get your question answered there, you might first of all realize that they haven't got to that part, that phase yet in the construction plan. Or you can call 928-763-1110. Mojave Mortgage. Are you thinking about a home in 2024? Next, 6 months? Want to be into a house, out of an apartment, out of a rental? Everybody understands that. Yeah. So you want some coach in your back pocket? Yeah. Chad Hansen. Write down that name. Chad Hansen at Mojave Mortgage. He's that guy in your back pocket. You can call him up now and say, hey, we're thinking we want a $300,000 home. What do you think? He'll say, well, come on in. Let's chat. You go in, you chat with him. He says, hold on. You fill out these pieces of paper. I'll be right back. He goes down in the vault. He gets that $300,000. He brings it up on a silver platter, and he waves it in front of you. You need this? Is this what you need? Let me tell you how we're going to get this. And then he lays it all out for you. Yeah. So, call him. Get him in your pocket. Get him in your corner. 928-288-2691. There's nothing that bugs a real estate agent more than when you say, I already have my mortgage plan. They go, huh? Oh, yeah, Chad's got it covered. 928-288-2691. Perkins Family Restaurant introduces the new Ultimate French Toast Platters. Yeah, enjoy banana nut and caramel French Toast Platter, strawberry cheesecake French Toast Platter, blueberry French Toast, lemon blueberry French Toast Platter, and chocolate-covered strawberries French Toast Platter. They just sound fun. Yeah, take the kids. All available at Perkins in Bullhead City. Right. All right, we're back to the chief now. I made him hungry.
no kidding.
Chief, in the world of law enforcement today, we're seeing a lot of body cameras. Does Kingman Police Department have body cameras now?
We do. We've had body cameras for close to maybe 15 years, I suppose, at this point.
Oh, okay. All right. So there, and from your perspective as the chief, you probably like that because when John Q. Public walks in and goes, officer, the one Adam 12 guys, they pulled me over and they roughed me up and gave me a ticket. You can kind of go back and look at the camera and realize that it didn't really happen that way.
Absolutely. So I've had confidence in our officers since day one. So there isn't an issue. There's never been a concern, but this has just reinforced that. So there are very few. It's less than 0.1% where there's been issues that have been, I'll say, sustained. But they've always been those. It's always been, you could have phrased that differently or you could have communicated differently with the person.
Right.
But the other, almost 100%, it's always fallen, proven that the officer acted professionally and courteously, and it just makes me more proud. But the fact that we have them, it just shows accountability.
Right.
And the cost is budgetary, right? There's not a cost to officer safety. There's not a cost to our procedures. It's become second nature. What officers do as far as they get activated. And it's even gotten to the point now where they're activated automatically if your lights are turned on in your car or a gun comes out of your weapon or you display your taser.
Right.
It activates automatic. So that takes away the human error where someone might forget to.
Do your cameras also activate if one officer is wearing a camera and another officer pulls up on the scene? When that second officer arrives, does his camera automatically activate because of the other officer's activated camera?
Yes, they do, and that's been a nice thing as well because we've had some critical incidents in a recent officer involved shooting where that's probably second what they're actually thinking about. It's not the priority, and it automatically comes on.
Right, yeah, because sometimes the incidents – I guess you'd almost call it a hot zone. I mean, you've got something going on that the camera's the last thing you're thinking about. Either you got a fight or you're in something with both hands or you've drawn your gun or, your taser or you're, trying to talk someone off a ledge or whatever, and you're not thinking about turning that camera on.
Yeah, for sure. And it's taking that, again, that human error out of there, because I don't want someone to have to be thinking, oh, wait a minute, I didn't push my camera on.
So let me say this part again.
Yeah. Or that it causes them to second guess, because when you're in a fight or you're dealing with somebody that's coming against you, you want to be able to act quickly, decisively, and to get in control, and you shouldn't have to be thinking about pushing your camera button on.
Right. I think back a few years ago, and you sent down a couple of your command staff that kind of lead the magnet team of Mojave County, the Mojave area,
Mojave Area General Narcotics Enforcement Team.
Yeah, that's what magnet. It is. I didn't know. I didn't know what it's. I got the first two. But your department is kind of the lead agency right now for that team. How many agencies are a part of that?
So there is four local agencies. It's a task force comprised of the Kingman Police Department, Mojave County Sheriff's Office, Bullhead City Police Department, and Lake Havasu City Police Department. We also have some federal partners. The DEA is part of that. We have the opportunity, the Kingman Police Department does, to oversee it. I provide a commander, who's a lieutenant, and I provide a detective and also a administrative support person. And we are the primary fiduciary of the task force. We manage the grants. I also have a support services administrator who manages the grants and the funding, because we have some federal funding that helps support the operations of that task force.
And when you mentioned the DEA, the DEA brings to you the ability to maybe do some testing or some investigation that with tools and stuff that you might not have readily available locally.
They do. They help. There's some financial support, but they aren't running the task force. They are a partner. They are a support for us. They also bring the ability for networking of other task forces across the country. Oftentimes there's local focus, and it's strictly a local issue, but many times these drug cases are connected to larger drug trafficking organizations, and the DEA brings some resources that help us to coordinate with other resources across the nation and other task forces as well.
We also have a Get'em task force in Mojave County, which is basically about gangs. Are you a part of that task force too?
We are. We don't have a person assigned to it. That position's currently vacant. But as we refill, that we have plans of restaffing that. But we are part of their task force.
Okay. When you meet with your command staff, what are they looking at the number one issue, and not a speeding ticket or, stealing a loaf of bread from Circle K, but what is the number one issue out there that your patrol staff is facing each day?
So that kind of goes through cycles, I suppose. We've recently come off a rash of vehicle thefts. There's a local group of, they're not necessarily working together, but they're stealing Kias and Hyundais. There was a social media TikTok challenge thing that was going on, and that took on an interesting dynamic. So we're working through that. We're slowly dismantling that as we're capturing these hooligans. I will say that. It's a very... There are young people, some are underage, and some are young adults. So that's been something that's been going on. But the common theme through Magnet, through our narcotics task force, is obviously the fentanyl. And I know you were probably going to bring that up at some point. But fentanyl's still a big concern for the community. We feel very vulnerable, and that's a priority of our task force and our officers. Beyond an arrest, we track back where it's coming from, who's providing it, and where that's happening, because we want to dismantle that as well.
And when you talk about the fentanyl, it reminds me, long before I was doing this program, when I was a part of MSTEP and we were holding meetings in Kingman, is when KPD was actually kind of like the state test agency for carrying Narcan. And you had an officer one day that went on, I think it was a domestic violence call, only to find out that somebody was going down from an overdose, and he used his Narcan, and before he could get back to the headquarters and get a refill, he got a call at a Walgreens of a disturbance, and he got there. The disturbance was a guy having an overdose, and he had to run into the Walgreens and said, "Give me some Narcan," and went back out and saved the guy's life.
Yeah, so that was back in 2016.
Yeah.
Something we're still proud of, very proud of. We were the first law enforcement agency in the state of Arizona to issue Narcan to all of the officers, and then it has since spread to the rest of the state, which is something that we're very proud of, and we're grateful because it has saved a lot of lives.
Right.
And it is something, and I've always approached it, said, you know, it's not necessarily our job to, it's our job to arrest people. And if there's drugs, narcotics, opioids involved, there's a crime that's committed. But when we were having a rash and we were the highest opioid overdose rate in the state, as far as Mojave County, something needed to be done. Because more times than not, the police officers are the first ones on the scene. And it made sense at that time, especially, to deploy Narcan. Because it's our job to save someone's life, give them another opportunity to make a good choice. And if they choose otherwise, that's on them. But we've done our part, and we continue to do that.
And that you set the pace for that. I mean, you set the pace for Narcan being in patrol cars. And I can't even imagine how many deputies and officers across our country has saved individuals because of that. You know, we talked about hiring and whatnot, and I have one of your former employees, a buddy of yours, Eddie Espinoza, on here on a regular basis. He's now the traffic sergeant with Bullhead PD, but he was an example of someone who left Kingman and came to Bullhead. Is it sometimes the wage surveys that you all do to kind of keep each other to the same level of pay? Does that create issues for you sometimes?
Yeah, I don't like to, I jokingly say, I don't want to talk about people leaving my agency to go to another agency. But the reality is, I wouldn't fault anybody for seeing opportunity somewhere to accomplish what they want to accomplish in their professional life. And I feel like we have a good relationship with just about every officer that's left us for another, because they're doing very well and they're very, very productive, and I'm very proud of what we did to contribute to that. But pay is something that is important. Every agency in our area is trying to maintain a competitive edge, to make their pay competitive with other agencies, and we're all of us are working to do that. So what we've done, we did make a big adjustment, and we are fairly competitive with our partner agencies in the area.
Good.
But what I do and try to do with my recruitment team is focus on what we have to offer that's different. We're not better. We're doing very well with what we do. I think we're very professional. I'm very proud of what the Kingman Police Department provides as far as pay, abilities, training, resources to our team. But we're not better than Bullhead, we're not better than Havasu or the Sheriff's Office. We just are different. So right. I try to focus on our differences. We're a unique community. We provide a different schedule that might be attractive to someone that's considering law enforcement.
Okay.
So we try to focus on that. You know, I've had a lot of success. I like to affectionately say, you know, I've had a lot of success with Kingman kids, young people that have come up through here. They've graduated school and they've come on, and a good portion of most of my command staff is their Kingman, what I call Kingman kids. You know, they come up through high school and they've been very successful. So, and I also have officers that have come out of the Kingman school system and they're doing very, very well. So some I'm very proud of.
Good.
Because Kingman's a community that you like to live in. I love it here. Been here for quite a while, and I've done my whole 32-year career here, and I love it here, and I want to make a difference here, and I want to raise my family here and have a career. So that's kind of what we try to focus on, who we're recruiting.
Okay. All right. 10 minutes till. Let's take our last break. We're about 10 minutes away from news, 15 away from Speak Out from Lake Havasu City with Paul Lavoie and the mayor and the vice mayor. It's going to be a party in Havasu. Yeah. Hey.
Hi, everyone. Cody here with 66 Auto Sales. Spring into savings at 66 Auto Sales, Mojave County's most trusted pre-owned vehicle dealer for over 49 years. Our commitment to customer satisfaction sets us apart, ensuring you have a smooth and enjoyable car buying experience. With a wide selection of high-quality pre-owned vehicles, great financing options, and friendly sales staff, we make finding your dream car a breeze. Visit us today and experience the 66 Auto Sales difference.
Amazing care happens in Western Arizona Regional Medical Center's Fast ER. We keep hearts beating, keep lungs breathing, stop strokes, and we are always ready to care for a multitude of serious injuries and illnesses. If it's a heart attack, remember that Fast Care can stop heart damage and let healing begin. Act quickly to seek care and know that we're ready in a heartbeat. For more information, visit WesternArizonaER.com.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery delivers with Butcher Block, breakfast hearty man's combo or steak quesadilla, or country fried steak and eggs for lunch or dinner. First breakfast is served from open to close. Ask about pigs in a blanket, or how about steak and peppers, skillet, veggies, and mushrooms. With over 100 favorite Coke choices, it's yummy Butcher Block breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Only at Perkins Family Restaurant Bakery, Bullhead City.
Warmer weather brings out scorpions, sun spiders, and other creepy crawlers. Nobody wants a spider bite or scorpion sting, especially your children and your pets. Barron Pest Solutions can help prevent bug bites and stings. With a monthly scheduled treatment plan indoors and outside, you'll rest comfortably knowing your pets and children are safe. Barron certified technicians know the proper products to use and the correct way to treat your home or office. Call Barron Pest Solutions today, 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions.
Hi, this is Mayor Cal Sheehy. Lake Havasu City, in conjunction with the Vietnam War Commemorative Partner Program, are proud to honor Lake Havasu City Vietnam veterans. All veterans are invited to join us on National Vietnam Veterans Day, March 29th, at the Sarah Park Rodeo Grounds. Doors open at 10:30 a.m. as our Marine Corps League will begin the honor with posting colors, followed by a few words honoring those 2.7 million Americans who served, the 304,000 who returned wounded, and the 58,000 who lost their lives during the Vietnam War. And a special thanks to all who served in the military past and present. Lunch will be served immediately following, sponsored by the Elks Lodge, $23.99. It's our pleasure to honor you. No RSVP required. For complete details, please call Lake Havasu City at 928-453-4152. All veterans are invited to join us for a complimentary lunch, Vietnam Veterans Day, Friday, March 29th at Sarah Park Rodeo Grounds.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower on Highway 95 in downtown Bullhead City. We're brought to you by Barron Services, professionals in fire and security alarm systems, home or commercial, and professionals in pest solutions, home or commercial. You know, I got a text yesterday. They're going to be at my house today between 2 and 2:15. How professional is that? You know, we're coming tomorrow at 2 and 2:15. Is that okay? And you just text back a why? It says yes, you know? I mean, how cool is that? You know exactly when they're coming. You want that service? Call Barron's. Quality, experience, and family. That's what they do. Call 928-758-5499. The guy that won't deliver to my house is ProFit Kitchen. I'll have to ask the chief if he's eaten there yet. It's in Kingman now. That's right. And Bullhead City. Delicious, fresh, healthy food. Four different salads, 12 wraps, 10 healthy burgers, four delicious bowls, protein shakes, smoothies. Oh, yes. Dine in or carry out. And in Kingman, you can drive through and pick it up. You can't order. You got to order online. Go to ProFitKitchen, KITCHIN.com. Click on Kingman or Bullhead. And then you place your order. And in Kingman, you can just drive through. I'll take my two wraps and my burger and my salad, you know, piece of cake. ProFitKitchen.com. TWN Communications, elevate your online experience with fast, reliable, 100% digital fiber internet. Oh, the fiber internet's the best. It doesn't break. It doesn't go down. It doesn't fade. Doesn't get busy. Doesn't, you know, it's great. It's great. It's kind of like your water pipes. They don't, you know, actually it's better than water pipes. But it's there all the time. All the time. In Bullhead and Fort Mojave. And they're expanding all the time, too. They're growing. Find out if you have it. There's 23,000 connections out there right now. It could be in your backyard or your front yard. And don't even know it. Go to TWNCOMM.com/Mojave and find out. All right. We got about 4 minutes left with the chief of police. And, Chief, one of the things that, you know, we watch the national news and we see people escaping prisons and committing murders while they've escaped and then they get caught. And we see some horrific things on our television that we sit back and think, boy, I'm sure glad this doesn't happen in Mojave County. What do you contribute to the simple fact that we don't have a lot of these wild crimes or wacko crimes or multiple fatalities or multiple deaths that we see on the national news all the night? How come you don't have them in Kingman?
So that's a great question. And again, this is me giving my professional opinion. And I would venture to say that the other chief would probably agree that it's really based on our, you know, your socioeconomic region. Mojave County's, everybody that's living here has similar, I want to be careful, life views, how they see the world, and the clear delineation between right and wrong. And that's something that I value, that I've tried to protect. There's things that are clearly right and wrong. And there's other groups in other parts of the country. If there's a mistake or if there's an issue or a critical incident with a police department, they will take advantage of that to try to push their agenda. And that's where I feel that I'm always on the look, watch for that. I'm not opposed to being critiqued. What my officers do can be critiqued, that we can defend what we do and how we train, how we apply force, and how we provide police services to our community. But there's a lot in that question, and the value, I just think we have a great community that supports what police do, and we have these patriotic, wholesome American values, and I'm going to be as bold as to say those things are under attack across the nation,
right?
And we don't have that issue happening here. But it doesn't mean we're not vulnerable to it. So.
Right. Well, and it's funny you say that, because just a couple of years ago, when everybody was saying they stole the election, I brought in our elections director and I brought in our recorder. And they sit here in the studio and they explained how the system works in Mojave County. And because my question to them was, how come no one's yelling that Mojave County, what, the election was stolen? And they sit here and explain why it's a two-department system and how it all works. And it's not an issue. And it's good to have non-issues in our county.
Absolutely. And as an executive of a police agency, as the police chief of Kingman, it's my job to not get distracted with all the noise and the distraction that's out there.
Right.
And not ignore it and not be ignorant to it, but not to be distracted by it and to stay focused on what it is that I'm sworn to do, just like every police officer. We're sworn to uphold the laws of the land and the state of Arizona and the Constitution of the state of Arizona and the United States, and that's no small thing, and that's a big obligation that I take seriously, and I know the other chiefs and the sheriff take that responsibly, and we share that. And I think that is shown through our departments, that our officers are also exemplifying that in what we're doing in providing police service to our communities. Because ultimately, people want to feel safe, and that's our responsibility to do that.
Chief, thank you so much. Great conversation. Have a great afternoon.
Appreciate you, Larry. Thank you.
You bet. Hey, that's going to can it for the tuna. I'm out of here. Paul Lavoie is going to be in your ear in about 6 minutes. Stick around. We'll see you tomorrow with Police Chief Robert Treves from Bullhead City.
This is KNTR Talk, KJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.